So this is in volume 4, this is letter 1081. And this, the Rebbe is addressing on the fifth day of Tammuz in Brooklyn, Shalom Abraham. The Rebbe writes, I received your letter of the 24th of Sivan, in which you're notifying me that you have gotten the permission to leave, and also the affidavit that you need, I guess, not sure where he was going. I think this fellow is a yeshiva student, we'll see soon. And he got a permission to leave Israel. Even then, you know, students needed permission to leave Israel because they had to go in the service in the army, and if you had to get a special exemption to leave Israel. So he's saying that he got, you know, the permission to leave, and he also has an affidavit, I guess, to enter the country over here. So the Rebbe says, blesses him that everything should be taken care of, and Shem should bless to bring him to his true place of desire, which Hashem wants in a good and suspicious time. So the Rebbe writes, and I think that you're talking about a yeshiva student from Israel that came to, was telling the Rebbe that he's coming to the United States. So the Rebbe makes him aware of that you must have seen the talk that I gave on the Shabbos, Mevorchim Kistov Shin Yud Aleph, about the big responsibility that students of Eretz Yisrael, that they take upon himself when they travel to outside of Israel to study Torah. Because technically, you know, one is not supposed to leave Israel unless he has good reasons. But if you're going outside of Eretz Yisrael to study Torah, and in this case, most likely, again, I'm not saying, I don't know exactly for sure, but most likely was a student in yeshiva that wanted to learn by the Rebbe, wanted to learn in 770, wanted to learn next, close, be close to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe tells him that you need to realize that you're taking on part in yourself, as he had spoken there, a big responsibility, because otherwise you shouldn't be leaving Eretz Yisrael. Over the years, I heard myself from the Rebbe a lot of times, you know, sometimes the outside, out-of-towner students, they come to America, the big city, and they get a little distracted they forget what their purpose was for coming here. Sometimes they get involved in things that they shouldn't. And it doesn't start, they come with good intentions, but they have the freedom over here, they don't have their parents over here. It's like kids going off to college. Going to college, and you know, now there's a free world out there. You don't have to answer when you come and when you leave, and you can just, there's a free world out there, you know, it's a party time. So, but the yeshiva is not as serious, I would hope, but even today, with the Rebbe not being physically with us now, there is still the tradition that students come from Israel to study in the United States and they go to yeshiva, but there is a group of students that isn't really cooperating with the administration of the yeshiva, and they're having a very hard time with them. If you look on the news sites, you'll see even, you know, it's embarrassing to say, but they got hold of one of the buildings over there, and they're just not leaving over there, and it's like become like almost like a mafia over there. They're bogged down over there, and you know, nobody wants to start up with them, you know. In a way, the yeshiva is almost helpless against them. So there is problems, the police is involved, because you know, they have other rules in that building, you know. It's like, I hate to compare it, like the projects sometimes, you know, in these places where you have these drug infested, and so this is whatever it is they run.
They're from Israel.
They're from Israel.